On Monday, December 11, Council considered a report from the Manager of Economic Development, Steve Antunes, regarding an EV charging station for Elliott Lake. Antunes's written report recommended that Council approve the newly acquired site at 40 Hillside Drive North as the location for installation of electric vehicle charging stations, and that Council approve the application to the Ontario Charge on Grant Program to assist with funding. The Charge on Grant program offers up to 75% of the cost. The grant is stackable. Combined with other grants, the total available presently covers 90% of the cost of equipment and installation. That still leaves up to $29,000 for the city to cover plus ongoing annual fees of $2,300. Antunes told the council, "This is the first report in memory that I've brought to council saying, I really don't have a recommendation." He told the council it was being brought forward for direction. This lies solely as a tourism attraction piece. The chances that a regular constituent would use it are very slim to none, in our municipality, he told the council and public. One location exists in the community, and it is regularly offline. The closest charging stations are in Espanola and Blind River. The previous council approved a plan for an installation at Miners Memorial. The purpose of the approval was to explore available grants. Approval was required before staff could investigate the funding available at the time. Since then, the Charge on Grant program has become available. Antunes also suggested that with the acquisition of 40 Hillside Drive N for city recreation and culture facilities, that location could be a more suitable. 40 Hillside Dr. N is the former United Church building. Councillor Norman Mann spoke to the item first. "Thank you very much for changing the location. I was never in support of having the Miners Monument location, for a couple of reasons." Mann cited accessibility due to partial parking lot closure during winter. He also commented, "I think it takes away from the purpose of the monument. It is in recognition of those who lost their lives through mining in this community." Mann also commented, "It's unfortunate that the private sector hasn't taken a larger stance on this, that the municipality should be the ones that are taking on this responsibility." Regarding the private sector, Antunes noted, "It was more of, we don't see enough of a return for ourselves, and not, the city should do it." Councillor Charles Flintoff said he sees it as a tourist investment, especially in the summer, and he prefers the new location. They could plug in and go into the Welcome Center because they're going to be tourists using it, and then get information on Elliott Lake. He added, "And it's part of our new strategic plan for environmental." Number 8. Councillor Merrill Seidel said, "We just approved to put a proper Welcome Center with a museum in there." Noting the cost and benefits, he said, "I think it's an asset." Councillor Rick Bull asked Antunes if the grants are available yearly or if it is a one-time grant that we might miss out on. Antunes described the recent history of the grants available and suggested, "Will it happen in the future? My gut tells me there will be more grant funding. Will it be as generous as this? I don't know." Bull also said, "I know there's grants like 90%, he added, "but still, $29,000 is $29,000 and we don't even have our budget done yet for next year." Councillor Luke Morissette said there has been little adoption of EVs here. "For the amount of money that's going to cost us, I don't think we should go ahead with this." Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan inquired about the deadline for a grant application. Antunes advised that it is January 31st, however, because a site inspection and certificate from Hydro One is required, it's the first few days of January, to give them a commitment. Wannan said, "It's probably a good idea for the future. The economy. The location is good," but he concluded, "There's too many questions here to really know what the right answer is. This $29,000 could be spent elsewhere. We do have the arena. We don't know the full impact of what's happening there," he said. Councillor Mann proposed an amendment to defer the project to the 2024 budget process, "then we have a larger time to get a true handle on it." Following some further discussion, the vote was called. Councillors Flintoff and Seidel were against the deferral. Councillors Mann, Bull, and Morissette were in favor of the deferral. Acting Mayor Wannan also stated his preference that the matter be referred to the 2024 budget process.